So let's take a little bit of time to arrive. What helps you to arrive in an embodied presence? There's usually lots going on in our lives, lots of concerns, thoughts and emotions about them. Perhaps there's background sounds, and we can just open to all of these experiences. Then just let them move through, float by, and not force an embodied presence. And then as you're ready, just give yourself a little scan through the body. Check in a little more deeply with yourself. There's nothing to fix or change, but just to be aware of. Yet sometimes the awareness itself helps us to relax a little, release, let go. And ask yourself, what brings me here to practice today? What are my intentions? What might my attitudes be towards cultivating an embodied presence? And allowing ourselves to feel into the breathing, possibly engaging a few nice full breaths. Really connecting with the breath in all of its fullness. And then as you feel ready, just letting the sense of the breath subside into whatever rhythm it may be wanting to be in. noticing where it's really easy to feel the breathing. Is it possibly at the nostrils or the throat, the chest or the belly? Maybe even the back, the pelvis. Or a sense of whole body breathing. Then resting our attention wherever you've chosen. Letting all the other experiences come and go around the breathing without pushing them away. Just let them float by, like clouds in the sky or leaves down a stream. Along with knowing the breathing, knowing too whatever else is arising. Remembering to label any experiences that are quite strong, persistent, as a recognition, a mindful recognition, a not a pushing away. Ah, yes, this too. I see you. You might notice how the breathing's affected the body. And as it's recognized and allowed to move through, you may notice changes to breathing, to body, to heart. And without forcing, return to your anchor in the breathing, wherever that may be. to further cultivate embodied presence, it may be helpful for you to add in some intentions for calm, a little noting of calm, calming, as you breathe in, as you breathe out, calming, calming, without forcing it, little suggestion. And as we're practicing, as you're practicing, you may have encountered not calm, not peaceful. Feeling that into the body, letting it be known, felt. And opening to it a little more deeply with some compassion phrases. If there's tears, let there be tears, sacred tears. May I be healing. May I be healing. May I be healing in the midst of this. May I be healing. Staying grounded in body and breathing. May I be peaceful. May I be peaceful in the midst of this. May I be peaceful. And carrying on, if you will, with those two simple phrases or ones of your choosing in the silence. Embodied compassion. And take a moment to finish those phrases and check in with yourself how you're doing. Feel into the body, the heart, the mind. Soothing touch at any point, all along. And we can support our capacity for self-compassion by remembering that others struggle and suffer too. We're not alone. And while we need to fully take care of ourselves before we care for others, you may feel possibly within your own heart, mind, body, that there's space to offer some compassion outwards. And on this day, marking truth and reconciliation with Indigenous peoples here in Canada, if you feel like there's space, opening your heart to them. Perhaps even a sense of those who have passed, the blameless children. If there's tears, let there be tears. This is part of reconciliation. The children, their parents and families, the pain of the legacy, and to the children's children and the children's children's children, over so many generations. And how we too are wounded by this. Wounded through our ignorance, not caring perhaps, just not giving attention to. And so, as a resolve towards truth, reconciliation, the understanding needed for that, we can begin by just opening our hearts in some phrases. So making sure body feels strong, grounded, feet, bottom, hands, soothing touch, breath. And offering these words outwards now. May you be free from sorrow, thinking of all these Indigenous folks. May you be free from sorrow. May you be free from sorrow. May you find healing. May you find healing in the midst of this. May you find healing in the midst of this. May you be peaceful. May you be peaceful. May you be peaceful in the midst of this. And so taking a few moments as you're able in the silence to offer these phrases, free from sorrow, finding healing, peace. And if you find you get overwhelmed, really come back to body and breathing and offering the phrases for yourself. It's okay. Back and forth we go. Being elastic about it. And then pausing with that as you're ready. And again, really checking in with yourself, how you're doing, body, mind, heart. And we come back now to ourselves and everyone here and everyone in this country. In your own way, having a sense of that whole Canadian community. All who live here. May this day and these explorations help us all to heal. So including ourselves here. May we all be free from sorrow. May we all be free from sorrow. May we all be healing in the midst of this. May we all find healing in the midst of this. May we all live in peace in the midst of this. May we all find and live in peace in the midst of this. And taking a few moments with those phrases in the silence. And then gently letting the phrases rest. Notice the effects of the practice. Letting however the practice sits with you, let it be so, let it be known, let it be open to. Give it space within your mindfulness. And really reconnect with body, with breathing, the embodied presence in the closing minute.